This is Julie Hewitt, the chair of the PMB Governance Committee. It is September 25th. It is 9:04 p.m. on the East Coast. That's the call to order. The next item on the agenda is the roll call. Carol, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Kasia Brown asked for an excused absence. Jan Goodman.
I'm here.
Jan's here.
I was just retrieving the agenda from my printer.
Julie Hewitt.
I'm here.
Julie's here. Zach Caldvier.
Here.
Zach's here. Marianne Martinez.
Here.
Marianne's here. Serene Roberts. I'll come back. Donna Carter. Donna Carter.
I'm muted, Donna.
I'm here.
Donna's here. Susan Young.
Here.
Susan
and
Young
quick
here.
Note, Donna is a non-committee member attending.
I thought Donna is a committee member.
Nope.
KPFA.
Zach is your KPFA.
I apologize. Sorry.
Yeah, you want to load up too many people from KPFA on this committee.
Yeah.
Busted.
It's a conspiracy.
And Carol Wolfley, I'm here as a non-voting secretary.
All right. Katja asked for an excused absence, but you don't actually need to excuse absences in committee, so we'll just keep going forward. We'll just note that Katja's absent. So the third item on the agenda is approving the agenda, and a procedural motion for individual shares of up to 90 seconds per share with up to 2 shares per item, and it says 3 minutes and 5 minutes, and I think that means we think this is a 3-minute item on the procedural share and a 5-minute item for the overall agenda approval. Okay, I'll just keep going reading the minutes because that's the first thing here. Item 4 is approving minutes from July 24th and August 21st meetings. It's a 3-minute item. Item 5 is officer reports, one from the PMB chair, one from the governance committee. Item 6 is unfinished business, and there's 4 little items listed under there, each with a little bit of time attached to them. And then item 7 is adjourn at a time certain of 9:45 p.m. Eastern time. I'll note that we're getting a slightly later start than normal due to conflicts and whatnot. So tonight's meeting won't be terribly long, but nonetheless, I think we can at least start to get some things done, and then we'll, you know, hold our regular meeting in October and maybe pick up on some more things there. So any objections to the agenda as read?
Well, no.
Okay. Got it. Thank you, Jan. Yes.
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes. Go ahead, Susan.
Do we have a regular meeting date? Do I recall that we had scheduled a regular meeting date and we missed that? And so we have to set the meeting date for next October?
So what the committee decided to do, probably 2 meetings ago, I think the August meeting, we decided to meet on the third Thursday of the month. And just because between Carol and I, we dropped the ball on getting the meeting on the KPFTX calendar, that's why we're meeting this week instead of last week. This is the fourth Thursday. Last week was the third Thursday. So I think as long as nobody objects to the meeting on October 16th, which is the third Thursday of October, that we'll just, you know, plan to meet then. So we don't need an agenda item for that unless somebody wants to say that's not a good day. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, just going back to the agenda, there was a proposal for a motion, and I didn't know if you wanted to see if there was any objection to the motion for individual shares of up to 90 seconds per share with up to 2 shares per item. I believe that might have been from Zach. Zach, Did you want to make that motion?
Do you have something to say, Susan? I did, because of just last meeting. I mean, there was one director in particular that spoke for about half of the hour single-handedly, and I just don't think that's a productive use of our time to be. So unfortunately, I feel like the same time constraints we have in the PNB should be in committees. If that's what it takes to shut people up, then that's what I think we should do. So I have something more official in writing. I have, something prepared more officially as a motivation. That's my real short motivation in this very minute, that I was thinking about just applying the same thing that we have at the PNB to the committees.
Okay. So, I think what I read a few minutes ago when I was reading the agenda, and thank you, Carol, for pointing this out. I guess part of the timing embedded in, the agenda is, based on a procedural motion so that we, keep things moving along and directors don't speak for too terribly long and get right to the point on items. So Zach has made a motion, for individual shares of up to 90 seconds per share and up to 2 shares per agenda item. And he just motivated that. Is there a second for Zach's motion?
Jan Goodman.
No seconds needed, but I second.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any objections to Zach's motion? Hearing none, we'll consider Zach's motion approved. Okay. And so then that was embedded in the agenda of approval. And so now I will again go back to, are there any objections to the agenda as read? Was that just a cough, Susan, not an objection?
It was just a cough. That was not a comment.
Hearing no objections, we'll consider the agenda approved. Which takes us to the next item on the agenda, which is approving minutes from July 24th and August 21st. Carol, would you like to?
Yes. So I have sent those minutes out, and I just wondered if I did make the correction as requested. Made an addition from Serene from the last meeting, which she added in. So, I didn't receive any other additions to the minutes.
All right. Let me first then say or ask, are there any objections to approving the minutes from July 24th? Hearing no corrections or objections, we'll consider those minutes approved. And as always, if somebody goes back and reads them and says, hey, I've got another correction to make, we'll entertain it at the appropriate time. Now let me ask if there are any corrections to the August 21st minutes. Hearing none, we'll consider those minutes approved as well. All right. We're cooking with gas here. So next up is officer reports. And I said a moment ago, there were 2 items here. One was the PMB chair, one was the governance committee chair. And so PMB chair goes first. Go ahead, Susan Young.
Yes. Hi. In the audit committee yesterday, Darlene Pagano is the secretary, and she asked me, hey, what's happening with the annual ED evaluation? And we've had so many things happening this year. We stood up the committees that are standing committees. We had discussed the personnel committee, but not addressed it. And so I would like to move that we recommend to the PNB that it stand up the personnel committee for 2025 to evaluate the executive director in 2025. And that we recommend consideration of a bylaw amendment to make the personnel committee a standing committee. Let me say that I think that I am okay if consideration of such a bylaw amendment holds off as the governance committee is considering proposals for bylaw amendments so that they can be kind of organized into a package that can be posted and presented to the public and to the PNB. So I guess my motion is recommend to the Pacifica National Board that we stand up the personnel committee for 2025, and I suggest using the same composition and purposes that were adopted for 2024.
Point of information?
Carol.
Susan, would you be willing to write that down and send it to me?
Okay, in an email or?
Anything.
Okay, great.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Susan. This is, so I think what Susan's doing is moving tonight that we recommend as the governance committee to the PMB to set up a personnel committee for 2025. You're mentioning, but not moving, the part about making personnel committee a standing committee. I will simply note that the personnel committee back in 2023 even, I think, said, hey, this should be a standing committee if we're supposed to annually evaluate the EED. Why is the personnel committee an ad hoc committee? I think many directors have thought, it's you only need a personnel committee when you have vacancies that you need to fill. So any rate, so if I've understood correctly what your motion is, Susan, is that did I state that correctly?
Yes, you sir. Absolutely. Oh,
okay.
Did.
Got it. So then, you know, the question is, do we have any discussion on around setting up a personnel committee for 2025? Or sending a motion to that effect to the PMB, which we would take up at the October 1st meeting, which is next Thursday.
And I think it's at October 2nd.
Well, that's because I can't read a calendar. Thank you.
No, I'm the worst. But I just forwarded an email to everybody on this call what the simplified motion is that pertains to the personnel committee this year.
Yes, you did. Okay, motion to stand up the personnel committee in 2025 to conduct the annual ED evaluation with the same composition and purposes as in 2024. Thank you, Susan. Any other discussion of this motion? Positive or negative? Go ahead, Jan.
I have a question. When you say the same composition, do you mean the same people?
Good question. Yeah.
Go ahead, Susan.
The people were elected to it. Not the same people, but the same positions. So
maybe you should change that because it's not clear. To me, the same composition means
the same individuals.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
With the same representation.
I think that's good. The same representation. So it was the officers and someone elected from each of the from the LSBs of each station.
Spell that out.
A director from each of the five stations.
Director, correct. Yes. Not LSBs. Because 2024, actually, that's a little confusing. Because 2024, there were LSB members.
Well, no.
We've only ever had
directors on the personnel committee. Go ahead, Jan.
So I think rather than saying the same as before, just say with, you know, the chair, one representative from each station to be elected or however it is.
The officer
was.
Perfect. However
it was to actually spell it out, and you might put in parentheses.
Jan, I think your amendment to that is great. And so it is, if I recall, it's the chair, vice chair, and secretary who serve on it together with one director elected by the PNB for each station. Carol, are you able to make those changes in what I sent you?
I have the Pacifica. I'm kind of.
How about motion to the PMB to stand up the personnel committee in 2025 to conduct the annual ED evaluation with the same purposes as in 2024 and a similar composition, colon, the officers and a director from each of the five stations.
I would like
you to. You still don't want to. Okay.
Then, you say the same purpose, then it means that we're going to have to go and look back and see what that purpose was.
It was to do the ED evaluation.
I know. I'm just saying, okay. Why not just put it in there to do the ED evaluation? And if there's some other language in that formal one that you want to put in there, just to make it so that it's like.
It's clear.
It's clear. It's all by itself. It doesn't need to be anything.
And do you have it, Carol?
Serene?
I don't have what Susan sent me but I can get it off the audio or if someone emails me the completed thing.
So, I'm putting it in the chat. Hang on.
Send it to you, so I don't know why you haven't received it.
How did you send it, Susan? You sent it in an email?
Email.
Yeah. Okay, I just put it in the chat, too. So it's all the same beginning stuff, but it says to conduct the annual ED evaluation with membership of a director from each of the five stations and the PMB officers.
A director from each of the five stations elected by the PNB.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Can I speak?
Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
I'm just wondering if you might want to not just have it be to evaluate the ED because there may be other issues that the personnel.
Let's worry about that later. Let's just get it started.
Yeah. You can amend it at the national level.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's correct. And I'm not able to paste the new version and fix it in the chat very easily. So.
I think Jan's recommendations are right on. Have it be simple, clear, no ambiguities.
Yeah.
Serene, is that you? I want to make sure that it's you first, and then we'll note your presence if that's you, and then I'll see if you have your hand raised for another reason.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I am present, and I do have a question.
Okay. So I just want to make sure Carol's noted that Serene's here,
yes.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so did the rights of the LSBs to evaluate the ED survive the bylaw changes?
No.
Okay. Who said no?
It was Carol. I don't have my bylaws open at the moment. I'm sorry.
Oh, click Tossner.
And who evaluates the GMs? Since the LSBs can no longer evaluate the GMs and the PDs, who evaluates them?
The PNB, as was the case before.
No, that wasn't the case before. Evaluation.
She said, Serene asked about the GMs, not the ED.
Oh, sorry. The ED.
Go ahead, Carol.
It's my understanding that the ED evaluates the GMs and that they can get input.
Yes, I believe that is correct. The LSBs are certainly free to give input. In fact, invited to and really ought to give input to the ED about how they think their GM is doing because, after all, they may have a perspective that the ED doesn't have. But I'll also note that, you know, the point of standing up the committee is that the personnel committee is that it's going to be October next week. And, you know, which makes it late in the calendar year, and we're supposed to conduct an annual review, and we completed a review, you know, in the late part of 2024. And so if we're going to conduct an annual review of the ED in 2025, it's not too soon to start, and that it's, you know, imperative that the governance committee suggest this to the PMB so that the PMB can take action on it. The October 2nd meeting.
No, thanks. I understand the context, but since management is entitled to annual reviews and the LSBs used to be empowered to do them, and that has been removed, there needs to be clarity around the evaluations of the GMs and the PDs, and also to make sure that it's a somewhat uniform process. So I would like to see,
but here's what we're doing, Serena. I appreciate the point you're making, and I'm not opposed to it, but I think what we're really trying to accomplish here tonight is get this on the agenda for the PMB meeting by coming from the governance committee. You know, I think we don't have to address everything this evening. I think the important key part is that we would like to see there be a personnel committee stood up for 2025. And since it will take elections for that to happen, we need to get that started. The PMB add to the charge for the personnel committee, you know, a few weeks down the road, and it won't have any impact.
When this is presented to the PMB in the 3 minutes that the governance committee is going to have on the agenda, there won't be time for us to discuss it. That's what committees are for. That's what these committee meetings are for, to delve a little into the details. So simply adding, you know, MGMs and PDs and setting up and asking the personnel committee to make sure that it sets up a process to get uniform input from the LSBs into those evaluations. And I would say also into the ED's evaluation, frankly, this is where we have that discussion. So that's my amendment.
I'm sorry. You just said a lot, and I don't know what the words in the amendment are. I don't think you really meant for all of those words to be the amendment.
I don't have a motion because I'm on my phone. I can't see what you have in the chat. But what okay. I'm saying is that I would like, so you can repeat it and I can try to insert the words, or you can just listen to what I'm saying and suggest where it can go. That the personnel committee would also be charged with systematizing, if you will, input from the LSBs into the evaluations for the GM, PD, and ED. Without looking at what you have, I can't tell you exactly where it should go.
Hang on one second. I just was catching what you just said. Okay. And let me hope that when I copy this and I hit paste in this email. Yes, I got the whole thing. Okay, so I've just sent it by email. I hit reply to the email Susan Young had sent a moment ago, and I put it in the chat. So it's a motion to PMB to stand up the personnel committee in 2025 to conduct the annual ED evaluation with a director elected from each of the five stations by the PMB and the PMB officers, and be charged with systematizing input from LSBs in reviews of GMs and PDs. Okay, so I stumbled over the words a little bit there.
And ED, and can I add one more word? After systematize, anonymous.
Let me just say, I oppose this amendment as getting into too much detail at this time. I believe it should be the responsibility of the personnel committee to report back to the PNB and for the PNB to give its recommendations at this time. We wish to have a very clean, simple motion that the BNB can adopt promptly without getting into a lot of discussion.
This isn't very heavy.
Excuse me?
I move that we vote on the amendment first and then the...
Yeah, that's the right way to go about doing this. Okay, so I've just pasted it in the chat again, and I just hit send again, and this version that I just hit send on.
If I could make, I apologize, one more ahead. Comment. Yes. The new bylaws provide that the LSVs have no evaluation responsibility, and I think that this blurs what that responsibility would be. I think that the PMB can opt to seek, but I think we should not have it be a part of the defined motion.
So
just, I'm speaking to the voting for.
You're speaking to the amendment, right. So what I keep sending to everyone is what the motion would read as amended. And so, the amendment is the addition of the part that and be charged with systematizing input from LSBs for reviews of EDGMs and PDs. And since I heard an objection to the amendment, Carol, can we take a vote on the amendment? And so a vote yes means take the amendment, as I just read it, and a vote no means don't amend the original motion.
Can I ask a question before we vote?
Sure.
And I can't tell, is my hand up or down? I don't know.
It is up at the moment.
Okay.
But it's been up.
Yeah. That's fine. Okay. So did I understand Susan to say that the bylaws forbid the LSBs from being involved, or simply that the bylaws do not mention that the LSBs should be involved, which, because those are two different things. So I don't know what the intention, what she was trying to convey there.
The new bylaws delete the prior responsibility of the LSBs to evaluate management. I'm hoping we can go to the vote.
Okay, so it doesn't forbid it. That's thanks.
Yeah, so, go ahead, Carol.
Jan Goodman.
Oh, yes.
For the
amendment or no opposed to it?
Oh, no.
No for the amendment. Zach?
No.
Zach, no. Marianne?
No.
Marianne, no. Serene?
Yes.
Serene, yes. Susan?
No.
Susan, no. Julie, do you wish to vote?
It won't make a difference. I'll abstain.
So the motion has 1, 2, 3, 4 no's, 1 yes, 1 abstention.
Okay, so now we are back to Susan's motion.
The main motion.
The main motion, which is a motion to the PMB to stand up the personnel committee in 2025 to conduct the annual ED evaluation with a director elected from each of the five stations, a director elected by the PMB from each of the five stations and the PMB officers, period. So that's the main motion, and I can send that one more time, or I can send that to you, Carol, just so that you have it.
I have it, Julie. It's okay.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Good. Let's see. Are there any objections to, the main motion?
I'll abstain. Thanks.
Got it.
Would you like me to note that Serene, Roberts abstained?
Yeah. Unless I hear another objection, which I'm not hearing. So yes, let's, note that it passes with one abstention. Okay, so we'll take that to the P&B at the October 2nd meeting. Okay, so that was, did you have anything else, Susan, in the chair, P&B chair report?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up the issue of, you know, some confusion about the rights of directors to call special and emergency meetings. And I think it would be helpful if we discussed and maybe clarified what are procedures to help us not have a lot of false starts. So, for instance, the meeting called that folks talked about for tonight, it wasn't posted, there wasn't a link, and it was scheduled on top of this meeting that had been previously scheduled. It also, I believe, was intended to discuss matters that were brought up in great detail in the audit committee last night. And the audit committee and I made a very strong effort to invite P&B members to hear that long discussion, and that there are not urgent actions required right now, and there will be more complete discussion in the October 2 P&B meeting. So I would like it if we could have, rather than, I would like it if we could have better clarity for how the secretary handles these matters. And my suggestion, and I don't know if we're at the ready for a motion, is if there's an emergency meeting, that the chair has to agree that it's an emergency. Otherwise, it is a special meeting, and there is a burden on those calling the special meeting to confer to see if they can get a quorum at that special meeting. They're supposed to call all the members of the PNB, and that would be the way to determine whether there is sufficient support for the meeting to actually be posted and conducted. Julie, is that at all helpful?
Yeah, thanks, Susan. That is helpful. You know, I will note that in Article 6, Section 4 of the bylaws, that's the notice section for meetings. And that says special meetings require 7 days advance notice. But as Susan noted, this, you know, telephonic notice to each member, member meaning director, and so what's unclear about that is who makes those calls. And to be clear, it shouldn't fall on the secretary, if it's a three directors calling the meeting, it should be up to the three directors to be placing those calls to, you know, ascertain that in fact, to prevent the false starts that we in fact have, are going to have a quorum or have enough people to give it an actual shot. But that we would, you know, and an emergency is truly an emergency, not just an excuse to get around doing the telephone calling. So, yes, that is helpful. Thank you. I do agree that we need some clarity around that, and we need a policy. So, and I agree that we might not be prepared to figure that out this evening. But it is part of the confusion. We've had a couple of false start meetings in that regard.
Julie?
Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
I know that one policy that some local station boards have is that if a meeting is called and people don't have enough notice and it's posted, then if you have a majority of the board is writing in and say that they are requesting an excused absence, they can't attend, then the meeting is canceled. So you don't have people coming on and waiting for half an hour to see if people are going to show up. You already know, okay, they can't come. So that might be something to consider.
That's an excellent suggestion, Carol. Thank you. That's, yeah. that works. Okay. Does that satisfy that item, Susan? Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then the next item that we had
Serene, may you hear me?
I'm sorry, Serene, go ahead.
Is my hand up?
It is.
Oh, okay. So the PNB, a bunch of directors called a meeting for last Thursday. You were present, Julie, yep, when we called a meeting for this Thursday. So the 7-day notice was there. And I wrote to you and Susan and Stephanie and the full board three times. I think I wrote to you a fourth time during the week asking you why you had not posted. And you did not at any point respond. You certainly didn't say, oh, I don't have time to call people. Can you call people? And you simply ignored the response, the request completely. When the bylaws say that a special meeting can be called, I think it's by the chair, by two officers, or by three directors, and we had five, maybe six directors calling for this meeting. It's not really that the, and I'm, well, that's not subject to the agreement of the secretary or the chair.
Yeah, so.
If I could finish. As for the definition of emergency meeting, did you mention that it was in Article 6? Because I don't remember emergency being part of the bylaw thing, but was it Article 6 that you referenced?
And that's time, that's 90 seconds.
Thank you. Yes, it was Article 6. I will simply respond to say that the other thing that happened was that at the PNB meeting that didn't make quorum a week ago, the group agreed that they would meet and pass motions, but then those motions would be ratified by the PNB before they could be acted on. And so the reason I didn't schedule the meeting was because that group passed a motion to say we should meet this evening, and the PNB, that is, should meet this evening, but we obviously didn't have a PNB meeting to ratify that motion, so it was sort of caught in a...
Separate and apart from that, as I pointed out in my letter to you,
Serene,
gives three directors the right to call a meeting. So whether it was coming from the meeting that you're not happy with how it was resolved, or just a request out of the blue, you had three directors making the request, and you did not respond to say you had a question about anything. But now we
I didn't have time, Serene. So thanks. We're moving on to the next item now. Mm-hmm. So the governance committee chair report is that I think one of the things that would be helpful to know is if we had information from each of the LSBs and stations regarding efforts that the LSBs have gotten underway to address the outreach and fundraising efforts to date. You know, I think it's important for us to hear how LSBs are going about this, just get feedback. And then one of the things we could do as the governance committee is, by collecting all that feedback from the various stations, then turn around and share that feedback back, you know, the collected feedback back with the stations so that, and the LSBs, so that, you know, we're using the best of ideas from, you know, various LSBs, or at least all the LSBs have the opportunity to, you know, kind of leverage the good ideas of the other LSBs. And so this would be, I don't think we need to do a motion here. I think part of what we can do is just request that information from the LSBs and then make it, you know, something that we address in our next governance committee meeting. Any thoughts or concerns with approaching that? Carol, go ahead.
You're muted.
Yeah. One thing is that there is a kind of a question in relation to the bylaws about what is the role of the fundraising and the outreach membership officers. Those are officers. So as officers, what is their role? Because obviously they're all working under station management in terms of, you know, how they're carrying out the work of the outreach. So I think the committee may, in looking at what everything that everybody's doing, that would be a question that people have written about.
Yeah, thank you, Carol. Susan, go ahead.
Yeah, I think there are a couple of things going on at one time. The ED and Anya are working on volunteer policies because it's the responsibility of management, station management, for anybody who is going out and volunteering, like speaking on behalf of or so forth, to make sure that these people are qualified and adhere to responsible practices, that they don't, they don't make accusations or whatever like that. And so that framework is in the works. At the same time, I think that there is a bylaw amendment that I would like to encourage that we consider. I think that the term outreach coordinator and fundraising coordinator is confusing because it suggests that management works for the coordinator rather than the coordinator is in sort of a support position. The primary responsibility for membership and fundraising and so forth has to be the station under management. So I would love consideration of renaming these officers.
Got it. Officer,
and I'm not making a motion this time about any. I'm bringing it up as an issue.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. From the standpoint that officers are governance, whereas, you know, coordinators sound kind of like staff / management, right? So, you know, maybe people have some confusion there. So, yeah, that's a good, trying to come up with a clear roles and responsibilities between governance and between station management, and then, for example, what LSB members can do, right? Can and should do in support of outreach and or fundraising. Yeah. Okay. So that's good. So we'll collect that information. That takes us to the unfinished business item. But what I was going to just point out is that we're also at 9:48 and we had a time certain for adjourning this evening of 9:45 p.m. So, Serene, I know your hand's up, but.
As we're at unfinished business, I'm going to move that we adjourn as we have gone past the time certain end time.
Thanks, Susan.
Perhaps
any objections? Any objections to the motion to adjourn?
Well, I think I should be able to finish my comment on this piece, but I'm sure it'll be voted down.
Well, there was nothing that was on the floor for voting other than the motion to adjourn.
I didn't say, well, someone who's not a member of the committee was able to opine, but there's no time for my comment. I understand.
I am a member of the committee, Serene.
And Carol's actually a member of the committee, too. She's a non-voting member of the committee.
I didn't call a name.
Speak your mind, Serene, and then we'll adjourn.
Oh, please. Let's adjourn. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm out.
All right. Thanks, everyone. It's 9:49 and we're adjourned.